And just so everybody knows, today, next Monday is Labor Day, so we not only won't have a call because it's Labor Day, but I'm also going to be on the Arctic cruise, so I won't be available to have one. So our next call is going to come the following Monday, which is the 11th, September 11th. And I just want to highlight you guys. I want to do four calls. There's a gal who is just profoundly prolific in writing and doing tapes and series around listening skills. So I'm going to tell you, that's a blessing, and that call you don't want to miss. We don't have her specifically scheduled yet, but I will have that done by the first week after we get back from Alaska. But she will be on one of those calls, so I'm excited about that. And, of course, listening skills are one of those critical parts of communication. So we're going to do a whole series on communication skills. And with Carol in there, it may last 5 weeks, not just four, but I hope you enjoy each and every one of them because communication is so hugely important for us when we take this business to another level, because this business is a relational business. It's about building relationships with people, and communication is at the core of any relationship you have with any person, whether it's body language, you know, written language, oral language, listening skills. They all are involved, and they all will present a picture for the person with whom you're working with. So anyway, so get excited about that. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time with those categories. All right, today, speaking of communication, we're going to talk about one form of communication today, just kind of not really to kick it off in the series, but it'll lead into it. And one of my favorite things about network marketing and one of my favorite tools I use all the time is something called three-way calls. I need somebody to mute in the background. Star 6 if you want to carry on other conversations, please, so that we can keep it. Okay, otherwise I'll mute the whole call. Okay, three-way calls. So three-way calls. And three-way calls are critically important. They're critically important to the success of your organization for many reasons. And hopefully after today's call you can get a better flavor for them. If you're not doing them, please step into doing them. And if you want them to be done for you, if you have new people stepping on board starting to take the product, you really need to support your downline drastically with doing three-way calls. Do they take time and energy? Of course, but so does everything good in your life. So start stepping into it and making a difference in people's life in a positive way. All right, I hear coffee pouring, so I'm going to mute all you guys so I can give the call without interruption. Okay, there we go. That should do it. Okay, so we're going to talk about when is a three-way call appropriate. Well, I made a list of that in the outline. I said, number one, when you have brand-new associates. Brand-new associates are so green, they can't possibly communicate at the same level you can because you've been trained, you've read a lot, you've been exposed to a ton. So you want to be able to bring experience to the phone line with them. And one very effective tool as they begin prospecting is for you to be on a call with them so you can support them. You can answer the prospect's questions. You can be available. So it just is a great tool to have to support your brand new associates in their upstage and their upstart of their business. Number two, when you have prospects that are far away, so a meeting's not practical with them, it's a good thing to do three-way calls with them with that regard because you can't sit down, you can't have meetings, you can't do that because they're a distance away. But meetings, I love meetings too, and I tell people meetings are a really great way. I love dinner meetings. I love lunches. I try to tie them when I'm going to be out anyway, out and about, because sometimes people lack the commitment to do lunches and dinners because they take so much time. They're a huge chunk of time between the time of getting there and the time sitting down and the time coming home. Well, three-way calls can be a great way of relieving you of some of those time problems if you have time crunches. But they nonetheless, you know, meeting face-to-face is a preference always, I believe, anytime you're working with Manatech people, if you have the time to do it. Okay, so again, when prospects are far away, a meeting's not practical, definitely three-way calls are great. When you've established an associate in your group is having a hard time doing the business, this could be, you could establish this in many different ways. If you have people that you're coaching or mentoring, and you have, like I work with lots of people on coaching calls, and I get them to fill out daily action trackers, and when I start seeing that they're contacting a lot of people, but they're not closing anyone, I right away want to do three-way calls with them. Why? Because I can see they have a closing problem. So how can I best support them in increasing their skills on closing, which I just love to do, is by me getting on a call with them and supporting them and saying, okay, you get me on a three-way with you, and I'll show you, and you'll learn techniques. They can start feeling it and seeing it and hearing it and being a part of something that they're having a hard time doing themselves. And there's nothing quite like experiential training when you're in experience with them and they're actually right there, telling people, writing it down on a piece of paper what to say, or giving trainings on it are all, you know, good and dandy. But if you can do it on a three-way call with somebody, that just gives them a better chance of, you know, getting it, of really getting it, because they get to see it. I even have some people that get on three-way calls with me and they take notes. I had some people that actually taped three-way calls that I've done with them, because it just, they can replay it over and over again. They can hear the words that I use and how I listen to what the prospect says, so that I can carry the conversation along a path to get the person to close. So I don't just absolutely flat have to have my agenda going on. It's about their agenda. It's about what they're doing and feeding into their needs and what direction they need to be going, not my agenda all the time. Okay, so at this time to, you know, help people, support people to be better at closing. It's a great thing. When an associate has a really tough prospect, how many of you have had people in your that you've tried to sign up who are just really tough to sign up? You just can't get over the pump. They're like chiropractors or doctors or medical practitioners or other alternative medical, or they're just, you know, husbands or wives or aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and all sorts of people out there. I find family members as one of the one group of people that a lot of people choose to do three-way calls with me, because I do that. Three-way calls are part and parcel of my pathway class, because that's how much I believe in them. I wouldn't put them in the pathway class if I didn't think they were that critical to your business. So I have everyone in my pathway class has to do a three-way call with me, no matter if you're in my downline or not. That doesn't matter. And I get a lot of family members, because they tend to be tough prospects for people. Sometimes family's the hardest for us to grapple with, so that's when you want to bring in an independent third party to help do the work for you. So it's tough. And then my last comment about when is a three-way call appropriate, I said whenever. And why did I put that comment there? Because I think three-way calls apply almost any time, any place, anywhere. You really can get involved in three-way calls with all of your organization, support them. First and foremost, you want to support your new beginners, because you want to get them trained and understanding it and all that. But you can do three-way calls anytime. They're just, the only time I don't like doing three-way calls is when the person already is like 99% signed up. Then you don't need Mary Jo. You've already got them to that point. If you just can't quite get them closed, then let me give you a little coaching on that. But when you have people that are 99.9% convinced, then the credibility issue of bringing somebody on a three-way call is always there. And so those are just concepts of when it's appropriate to do three-way calls, to start thinking about all the concepts in your downline. And when I put the word whenever, it means I didn't even have to review the other ones. I pointed out specific instances, but I'm going to suggest to you that three-way calls should be absolutely a part of your day-in and day-out life in Manatech. And, you know, if I don't have a number of three-way calls going on during the week, I get frustrated because I don't think my people are prospecting enough, because they're not tapping into me to do three-way calls. So you need to really work on your people to start relying on you to do three-way calls, especially your new ones. And I kind of have a philosophy around that, and that gets into just how important are three-ways, the second part of the outline. A is so crucial, training for associates to learn how to follow up. Because one of the big things that people fall down and crash and burn in Manatech is they don't follow up enough. And if you start a new associate out and you say, listen, let's get your warm list made, let's talk about how to communicate, and you say, on the first five or six calls you do, I want to be on the call with you. I'm here to support you in that. And you try to just make it part of your system of bringing along a brand new associate, that you do the first four or five calls you do with them, you do together. And just try to force that to happen. I know some people are resistant to it, and they're going to be the same ones that are going to be hot. They're going to be kind of fall in that unteachable, uncoachable arena. But you really, for people that really want to be successful in this business, you know, you want to be able to help those people and train those associates on how to do follow-up and get them in a habit of tapping into other resources. And your three-way call is another resource. So absolutely, it's great training for a new associate. Then they get you on the phone with their prospect, and they can sit back and listen to you on how you communicate with a prospect. And that's so incredibly important, because that's part of the fear of why they don't start prospecting right away, is they don't know what to say. Well, if they do three or four three-ways with you, I'm going to tell you they're going to be off the, you know, just off the charts running with it themselves. And then the beauty of it is, what do? They duplicate what you do. So I'm going to suggest, if you look at your downline today and you say, am I doing three-way calls? If you're not doing them, I bet you there's probably no one in your downline that's doing them either, unless they got trained by somebody else, because this is a monkey-see-monkey-do business. It's a duplicatable business. I want all my leaders doing three-way calls. That's why I harp on them. That's why I do so many of them, because it really helps support the new associate. Number two, education. Again, education. That's the same thing. great training for the associate on how to talk and how to communicate, but it's also educational for a new associate or any associate. Because why? Because they're hearing things about the products that if they went on a three-way call with them, they would have to pick up that information at a later date or some other way. The other thing they start learning is how to respond to objections, because don't kid yourself, on three-way calls, you're going to get people to start throwing out objections. So they can start learning and hearing how to respond to objections. So it's an educational process where they pick up and they learn things, not just how to put words together, but what sort of content of how to respond to somebody about different things, questions they might ask. So they're going to be in a better stead to be able to move forward themselves. And that goes right into the third on the list of how important are three ways, which is building confidence. Building confidence. See, when you start a new associate or you have one out there that's struggling in the business, by stepping in and start doing three-way calls with them, and your likelihood of signing somebody up catapults to almost off the charts. In fact, my success rate with three-way calling is probably 90-some percent. Why? It's not about Mary Jo. It's about adding a third-party credibility to the whole situation. So you're going to increase the likelihood of that new associate or the one that's stuck having success in their business. And if you can have a new associate or somebody stuck, if you can help get them unstuck, or you can help a new associate sign up for the first five people they talk to, what do you think you have now? You're going to have somebody on fire. You're going to have somebody who says, I believe I can do this. And you know, that's the number one issue out there. They say that people get caught up with quitting in network marketing because they come to the false conclusion that they can't do it. And I say it's false because it's always false. Anybody can do this business. It's just a matter of being trained right and getting the right education and getting the right support system around you. Anyone can do this business. So it's about, I can do this. So how do I build that belief in somebody about, I can do this? And if you can build that belief, that's what you want to do. How do I support building belief? If you just started today and said, okay, Mary Jo, I'm going to get off the call today, and for this forward, I'm going to focus exclusively on how I can increase my downline's belief in themselves that they can do the business. And my whole attitude is going to be, okay, what can I do today to help Sarah believe she can do the business? What can I do today to help, you know, Peter come to the conclusion that I can do this business? I want my people to start being able to say that every day. So what actions do I need to take to support them coming to that conclusion or making that affirmative statement? And part of that would be three-way calls, because three-way calls are going to let them be more successful. They're going to have greater results in their sign-up rates when they do three-way calls than they would if they did it by themselves. And some of you on the call are saying, well, Mary Jo, I'm not very good at closing myself. I mean, I don't have a great sign-up ratio. It doesn't matter. Three-way calls aren't about how effective you are at closing. Three-way calls are about what? They're about adding credibility for the phone. And that's the number four on your list under just how important are these calls, D, on your outline. It says for the prospect, it's third-party validation. I have so many people I do three-way calls for, and then they get off the three-way call, and they go, Mary Jo, I just can't believe it. I've been working with my brother for 2 years, and he's never even opened his eyes to it, and all of a sudden you get on one phone call, and boom, it's done. And I say, it's not about Mary Jo. Do you get it? It's about you brought a third party into this person's life that's reinforcing everything you've been telling them for 2 years. All you needed to do was hear it from a third party. It didn't need to be Mary Jo. It could be Joe Schmo. It could be Peter Crawford. It could be, you know, Sarah Bush. It could be everybody. I mean, I can name 100 names out there of all the people it could be. But the concept is that you've gotten a third party to step up and be part of a call to endorse what you've been telling the person all along. So it's about third-party validation. So it's not just about you. Now they see that other people believe this too. Other people are totally entrenched in it. Other people can answer their questions. You know, it's third-party validation. And that's truly the number one reason for three-way calls is to, you know, increase that third-party validation, which is what moves somebody to the point of closing, to the point of buying the product. So third-party validation is absolutely incredible. For the prospect, sometimes it's absolutely necessary. They're never going to do it just with you. You're not going to be able to convince somebody. You're not going to be able to bring somebody to that close without that third-party validation. I see it even happen in sometimes when I'm doing an opportunity meeting. It was really cute. I'll share this in St. Louis a couple weeks ago when I was doing an op meeting on Friday night. There was a gal in the audience, and like halfway through my meeting, she raised her hand and she said, you know, I've been listening to my friend for about a year and a half, and it finally makes sense. You're making it make sense. And that wasn't because I was giving such a great presentation. It was more so she was getting third-party validation. So for those of you who struggle out there with trying to get somebody signed up, why are you not leaning on third-party validation? Find a dial upline. You can even find a dial line. You can even find a cross line if they're willing to step in and do that for you. And get them on the phone with you. It doesn't matter. It just means getting a third party. Our egos get in the way, and we can start thinking we can do it better. You know, well, it's my brother, and if he can't trust me, then who is he ever going to trust? And, you know, we get all this garbage, all this stuff, all these programs running our life. I don't care about any of that stuff. All I do is focus on the prospect. And if they're not moving based on what I'm sharing with them, you know what? I need to get somebody else involved. I do that a lot now at my level. If I can't get, and I don't do it a lot because I don't have a lot of people that don't respond to me, but if I do get somebody who doesn't respond, I can remember doing it over the last year. If I had somebody I felt like I just wasn't moving, even at my level with my capability and my background, I can say, you know what, I'm going to have somebody else give you a call because I think you're going to really relate to this lady. And it might be that I'm dealing with a mom. And, of course, I never had children. I raised a bunch, but I never had my own. I never had little ones. And maybe if that's a mom with little ones and I just wasn't coming across to her exactly how she needed to be heard or how I needed to be heard, she wasn't hearing me, then I can find a Carrie Shepherd in my downline who has two little ones at home. Not so little anymore, both in school now, but they're growing up. But she is a mom's mom, and she can maybe I'll just delegate and hand that prospect over to somebody else in my organization who I feel would have more of a closeness, a connectedness with that specific prospect. If they end up in your downline, what does it matter, people? There's no ego around. You have to be the enroller. And even if you still want to be enroller, you could even call up somebody in your downline and say, hey, I really need you to do this three-way, and I'm going to be the enroller, but I'm going to be willing to place underneath you because I've just not been able to tackle. You know, and sometimes you can do that. It still ends up in your downline. You're going to place them somewhere anyway, but why not tap into people in your organization and allow them to help support you closing somebody? There's no ego involved here. It's not about you have to know more because you're upline. It's about thinking and focusing on the prospect and what's best for them to get the best result, which sometimes may not be you or me specifically. It might be the third party. So anyway, so there you go. So the prospect is third-party validation. So look at that. Look at the possibility of using other people. And you put your ego aside and all that other stuff because that doesn't matter. What matters is help people get well and stay well. Another aspect of how important three-ways are is it critical for new associates to get the flavor for the business. I find that a lot of new associates who get involved in Manatech, if they haven't had networking experience before, they really don't know what this is about. So they don't even know how to share what sharing looks like. So when you do a couple three-ways with them, then they get the gist of it. They just get the flavor for what this business is. So that's great. It also helps to do a couple three-ways with them around the business. Some of you are terrific on doing three-ways about what the science is and the products and wellness, but why not try a few three-ways around why this is the best business of the century? Well, if you don't know how to answer that question, I would suggest you go out and buy my DVD out there that's named exactly that. You know, why this is the best business of the century, business opportunity of the century. It's a great DVD just to listen yourself and learn how to communicate that language so you feel confident when somebody calls you and says, I want to do a three-way call with you around business. So you don't say, well, I never share the business, so I can't do that. Now, quit getting out of can'ts. Don't use the word can't in your vocabulary. Just step up and do it. But get some background in it so you feel more capable that you're going to be in a responsive position. Okay, so critical for new associates to get the flavor of business. It's a process for them. Now, F in my list is jumpstart anyone's business because you can take an associate that's really totally stuck and do a couple three-ways with them, and boom, you get them right back on track again. They've just maybe lost their edge. They need an attitude adjustment. I find that when I work with people who are just a little bit like glum or they tell me they're burned out in the business, you ever have somebody say that to you, right? I don't have people, a lot of people say it to me. I hear it through the grapevine, you know, because they kind of, I don't know, maybe they don't want to disappoint me because I do so much support for them or whatever. But, you know, when I hear it through the grapevine, what I like to do is jump on the horn and just start, you know, maybe do a couple three-ways with them. Get them back on track. Bring some success to their organization. That helps. because it helps convert that attitude. So don't give up on the person, but work with them. And three-way calls are a great thing to do to help jumpstart their business. You know. And teamwork. G and on my list is teamwork. And this is really a real core issue for all of you. You know, I teach team building all the time. My new coaching program that's kicking off in September is going to be highlighted all around teamwork, building teams, how to be a team player, what characteristics does it take to be a great team player. You know, there's a lot of lack in that area in our society. And I find that in network marketing, too. We get involved in network marketing, and we think it's all about us, so we go out and we prospect the heck out of everybody, and we do that for 2 years. We reach presidential. And then we look around and wonder why our downline goes from 60,000 to 50 to 40 to 30, because it was all about us. And when we really need to be building teams, we need to be building players, we need to be empowering people, we need to be building people and building other people into leaders, and we need lots of teamwork around that. Teamwork is huge. It's the core of what makes network marketing truly a residual income opportunity for you. Because without good team members, without leadership underneath you, the residual aspect of the business fails. Because the minute you stop doing it, you want to go take a month off, your business doesn't double where you're gone. It gets cut in half. So you want to make sure you have great team players and teams underneath you that are working. And the only way you can promote that is by creating them yourself as you're going along in your business. So one cool way of showing teamwork, one great way, is doing those three-way calls with people. Because now you're showing how supportive you are and how committed you are, and you're part of the team. We even use teamwork language when we ask for three-way calls, and you're going to see that in a minute when we say, how do we get a prospect to agree to a three-way? But it's important that you have that teamwork established, that you're part of the team, you're there to support them. And the neat thing is it becomes self-perpetuating. That's what I love about these three-way calls. You start doing it with your downline, they love it, they see the results. Guess what they start doing 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, 2 days later? They start wanting to do it with their downline. And then it's just self-perpetuating, and that's what helps having so much success throughout the whole organization. So it's not just about your success you have with your downline. You're breeding it now as the mechanism or methodology of doing the business. So be on a team, develop teamwork skills. Three-way calls is just one more aspect of that teamwork that you develop. How do I get a prospect to agree to a three-way call? A lot of you have heard me teach this before, but I'll teach it again because a lot of you are kind of new to the calls and new to Mary Jo, perhaps. Number one, you never ask permission. Never ask permission. You never ask a prospect if you have to do a three-way call because that's a yes-no question. And people, when they get yes-no questions, they will go to what is typical human nature. Typical human nature is this. We don't like to talk to people we've never met before. So if that's typical human nature, what is the answer to the question, would you like to do a three-way call? The answer is going to be no. So you stay away from permissive questions. That's not where you go with three-way calling. Instead of asking, would you like to be on a three-way call, you tell the person, you know what, I just don't really, you know, I'm not in a position to really probably be the best person to answer all the questions you might have from the materials I sent. So I think it would be great if we got one of my team members, get the language, team members, or a better person on my team, to support us in that, and we could do a call with her. When is a good time? When would be a good time? Now, when you ask the question, when would be a good time, can somebody say no? Well, of course not, because it's not a yes-no question. When would be a good time? The person will answer, well, that's immediately you've changed their mind frame into a thought of timing or hours or a time or a day or this week or whatever. They start thinking about their schedule. So right away, you've put them off the concept of yes or no, and it's on to when's a good time. So when are they available? And that's the way you get a prospect to agree to a three-way call. You will never be effective if it's a yes-no question. So it's not about asking permission. It's about scheduling the time. And that's just get that down really pat so you're effective at scheduling them. Otherwise, you're never going to have any if you can't schedule them. And some of you, I will tell you this right up front, but it's a big issue with my pathway class. I don't get a lot of people doing three-way calls with me in my pathway class. It's not because they wouldn't love to do a three-way call with Mary Jo. It's not out of embarrassment. It's not out of shame. It's not out of, any of those issues, fear of rejection. It's none of that. the number one reason why people don't do three-way calls with their upline or in my pathway class with Mary Jo Hilliker is because you're not prospecting enough. They don't even have anyone that they can think of to do a three-way call with. Well, if you're contacting 2, 3, 4, 5 new people every day, I mean, my goodness, you should have, you know, 2, 3, 4 people every day with whom you could do a three-way call. So it's just about you getting out and prospecting enough and sharing enough, and it's going to establish lots of people for you to do three-way calls with. Okay? All right, so how do I get prospects to agree to three-way call? That's the way you do it. When would be a good time, and then you schedule the time. What are the effective techniques for three-ways? Well, let's first look at planning the three-way, okay? First of all, you're going to ask the prospect for 2 or 3 different times or blocks of time so that you can make sure that there's a fit with the person with whom you're doing the three-way. So if you're going to do one with Mary Jo, let's say, you're on the phone with George, and you say, great, George, he says, you know, I really think you deserve to have the, you know, accurate answers to all your questions, and I'm not the best person to perhaps do that for you because I'm so new, but one of my team members, Mary Jo Hilliker, would be great to get on the phone with us. When's a good time? And when you ask them when's a good time, you're looking for not 1:45 on Wednesday afternoon. You can't do that because you have no clue where Mary Jo is going to be at 1:45. So what you do is you look for blocks of time. You look for, and he says, well, Wednesday afternoon after 2 and before 5 is good, and maybe Thursday night after 7. And you go, great, thanks, George. I'll get back to you as soon as I get through to Mary Jo and we'll schedule it. You know, so look forward to talking to you later. And that's it. That's the end. That's what you do. And then you call up Mary Jo or whomever you're doing the three-way with, and you book the time. And don't forget to call back George and tell him when it is, okay? So that's the way you set up your three-way call. You get blocks of time, go back to the person that's going to do it, fix a specific time, and then call back the person. The other thing I always tell people to do, it's not on the outline this morning, but I suggest the day of the call, you call them in the morning just to reiterate, remind them that, oh, don't forget, I just want to remind you, don't forget it, I just looked at my list and I said, boom, oh yeah, let me talk to George that we're having a three-way call with Mary Jo at 1:30 this afternoon, is it okay? And the guy will say, sure, great, good, thanks for reminding me. Okay, that's what you want to do, so that you don't lose it, but you're still, from time to time, people are going to forget or something's going to drop through the bucket, but you reduce the percentage chance or risk that you have of people not getting ready for that specific time. So that's, I guess I do have it down on C, always confirm that time with upline, but always with the prospect, too. And you don't want to plan exactly how it looks so that you don't get confused at the time of the three-way. You don't want to know who's going to be placing it, who's going to use their three-way line. You don't want to get into all that confusion because now you're robbing the prospect. And the other thing you're doing is you're telling the prospect that you're a confusing group of people. And confusing groups of people are not the kind of people most ones want to go into business with. You want to put your best foot forward. I love it when I go travel places and people call me back and say, you know, Mary Jo, I just love what I see, and I want to do this full time. I get such a kick out of it because I know that that means I'm out there showing my trust, my integrity, my commitment level, all the things that will help somebody come to a conclusion that they would love to work with me and do a business with me. I love that. So that's when you start getting that response from the field, that's what you want. But you can't get that response if you're, you know, disorganized, confused, you know, all over the place, late. How about three-way calls being late? You should never have a late three-way call. Always be totally on time, right on the money. In fact, that's how one of my people got a great downline going in Florida because the guy was just, she goes, you know, the one thing I can tell about you is that you are on time, like right on the dime. Every single time you say you're going to call, you're right there. Every time you're going to, it's always exactly the same time. It's that you've never dropped the ball once. And that's a beautiful thing. It reflects a commitment you have to the person, but more so a commitment you have in your life around integrity, doing what you say you're going to do and being timely with it. So make sure you do that too. Okay, but have it structured, have a plan so you don't look like a state of confusion. Anyway, give your upline in advance of the three-way call. You always want to give your upline, whoever is doing the three-way call with you, background information. You don't want the call to look like, okay, tell me a little bit about you and have it all about, you know, the other person talk for half an hour, information that you could potentially get in advance. And I'm not talking about a lot of information. The bits of information I like to know, are there any specific diseases they're interested in that you know of? Is it a business call or is it a product call? And, you know, maybe some history of your relationship with the person in the past. Because some of these relationships are 5-year-old. They've been trying to get the person signed up for 5 years. I need to know that. Because what's fun about it is when I can finally break the ice with the person, I can start having fun with them, then I can say, okay, can we get off the fence? You know, I mean, you can have fun with it and giggle and laugh on the phone. It just gives you more information that you can bring into the conversation to make it more personable, more one-on-one, and bring it to sound like it's about them, not about just anybody picked up off the street that happens to be on the call that day. You want it to be very personal. And you can be fun. You can tease people with it as long as you get to that level of relationship with them on the phone call. So, and some of that takes a little bit more training, perhaps, but it's just a fun thing to do. I just had a blast with a chiropractor. I could, you know, I joked about it. You know, he said something to me, and I said, well, being childlike sounds like something that you really like to do. And he just started cracked up laughing. Now, most people wouldn't be able to say that to him, but because of other things he said in the conversation, I could pick up on that in his nature and his beingness. So it was just fun. We just had a great time. But, you know, so you want to be able to get some background information. Don't spend an hour and a half learning everything they did since they were born. That's unimportant. And don't get too much information that sounds gossipy so that you know, and you have to watch out for confidential, too. Some people feel like their health issues are confidential. So you want to make sure you get permission to share some of that with the person on the three-way. Or you tell the person that's going to be on the three-way with you, you know what, I know she has arthritis, and I know she's had a problem getting pregnant, but those are really intimate issues for her, and she doesn't like that. So maybe if you could just get her to reveal that to you, great, then I won't bring it up. As the person, the expert doing the three-way call, you want to make sure to, you know, get them instructed properly so that they don't impugn any level of confidentiality that you might have, okay? But important to get information. And, of course, the knowledge of whether it's a business or a product call is critical. So that's just some of the, you know, the preparatory work on planning that three-way call. The content of the three-way call, never do a three-way call with a brand-new prospect who has never gotten any information. I'm just going to tell you up front, because that's not the purpose of a three-way call. The three-way call for me is not about how do you spell Manatech, M-A-N-N-A-T-E-C-H. It's a company that's located at Coppell, Texas. That's not what it's about. The three-way call is to help, hopefully, bring somebody to close. That's the purpose of a three-way call. For the most part, it's a bringing to a closing. So the person should already have a pack of information, whatever that pack looks like to you, whatever packs you're using. I don't want to get into that because that's not part of our training today. But the concept is whatever pack you typically send out, make sure they have that. So, and what happens in the content of the, and they've had some time to review it. It doesn't matter whether they've really dug in depth or not. No. The fact is they got the information, and they had an opportunity to review it. What happens in the three-way call, this is exactly how the language goes. You get structured, whoever's going to do the call and do the daisy linking in, whoever does that, okay, so maybe Mary Jo does it or you do it or whatever. But once we're all on board, the person who scheduled the three-way, the associate who scheduled it, introduces the prospect to the expert on the line, and after the introduction gets done, the person who planned the three-way is done talking, period. So what happens is the expert takes over. So whether it's Mary Jo or somebody else, our call would look something like this. Hi, Mary, this is Sue. How are you? Well, this is Sue. I've got Mary Jo Hilliker on the phone with us. Remember the teammate of mine that has been associated with the business a long time and really understands it well, and I just know she's in the best position to help answer all your questions. And so, this Mary Jo, this is Mary, this is Sue, well, I can't get confused with the name, Sue, and this is Mary Jo. And you're done. You don't have to worry about the conversation ending right there. It will not end. Trust me. What happens is, I pick up on it, and I would say, hey, how are you, Sue? Nice to meet you. I'm glad we're having the call today. Listen, we can go one of a couple ways with this call. You can either just ask questions. You've had a chance to look at the materials, I hear, and Mary was good about sending those to you. And so you can either ask the questions that you have, or would you rather have me just kind of give you, a short little brief summary of what Manatech is all about or what these glyconutrients are all about? And that's how I typically kick off a three-way call about the products. And I'm going to suggest to you that 90% of the people will ask me to do the summary on what glyconutrients are about, because most of them, even if they read the materials, they didn't draft a list of questions. Only your analysts are going to do something like that. So your promoters, your controllers, your nurturers, they would have looked at the materials and thought they were good, but they probably haven't formulated, per se, a list of questions. So they're going to ask you to just kind of summarize it for them. And a lot of people, they've read it, but they read it yesterday, so they might want a summary of it, a refreshing. Or they might want to hear from you to see how you describe it compared to what they got out of the materials, because maybe they felt like they really didn't fully understand it. So that's the reason they would opt for you to do a short summary. So be prepared to do a little short summary. You can structure your three ways any way you like to. I find this is the best way because I then know that they have a certain level of knowledge because I'm going to give it to them in that short summary. How long does that short summary last? Maybe 5 minutes at most. And I try to get them involved in the conversation because it's always about them, not about me. And so that's the way the three-way goes. And then after I get done with that, I let them talk. And how do I let them talk? I ask questions, because this business is about asking questions. So you ask all sorts of questions. What caused you to be interested in the first place? Do you have any health issues? Do you have concerns of your own? How about family members? Can you see the validity of what we're talking about? How do you buy your foods today? Do you agree that our foods don't contain the proper nutrition? Those are just, I mean, you just can come up with tons of different questions that you can throw in there to get the person to talk. And once you get them talking, then you got them. So that's the important thing, is get them talking. And if they interrupt you in the middle of something you're saying, what do? Do you tell them they're rude and quit interrupting me? Are you a bad, and tell them they're a bad listener and you'd love to send them to a Kara McCall listening class because they're just pathetic when it comes to listening? Of course not. You don't want to disparage or discourage or downplay, or you don't want to start reprimanding a prospect. They might be rude to you in terms of what's happening in a phone conversation, but it's not your position to interject that. At this point, focus on them. It's about them. So if they interrupt you, fine. Take the interruption, let them run with it, and get back on track. But, you know, let them talk, because getting them to talk is what's important here. You want them interreacting in the conversation. That helps them make the decision for themselves. If you're on a three-way call and you find yourself running off at the mouth and 7, 8, 10 minutes into it, you haven't heard a word from them, you might as well hang up the phone and start over. It's about them, not about you. So don't you just jump in and ramble on for 25 minutes. You're going to kill the whole prospect. You're going to kill. They're off drifting somewhere else because you're giving them a little lecture. They didn't ask for it. They didn't get on a three-way lecture. So stay out of lecture mode and make it interactive, just like you do in every prospect environment. You always want to make sure it's interactive. Okay, and then after they give you specific conditions that they might have or that they're interested in, you can help me say, oh, wow, that's great. We've seen some good results with that, and you start sharing some experiences around it perhaps if you have some, or things that you've heard of, and you just make some suggestions. These are the products that you really need. These are the best products to get started on. This is the way you ought to get started. And then they go, great. And you go, okay, Sue can help you, you know, get started. Mary, I'm just excited, or Sue, I'm excited, whichever person it is. I'm excited about you getting started on the products. It's just a blessing, and if I could answer any other questions for you, know that I'm on your team, and I can't wait to support you and make this thing really happen for you. And then you get off the phone. As the expert, you get off, and Sue then closes Mary, or Mary then closes Sue, which way it is, and you get the person closed. Because the expert doesn't have to stay there to get their Social Security number, their name and address, their phone number, and their email address, credit card number. You don't need that. That's not for the expert. That's the paperwork. You've done the deal, you've gotten them closed, now it's just a person to get the information, just to get it to Manatech. Great. All right. Remember to do this, and the important thing is just do it and do it and do it and do it. Your new associates need to see you doing it. You need to do it with them so that they duplicate this in your downline. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have success off the charts. There's no question about it. No one in this world can tell me that three-way call is not successful. It is totally successful. And if you want your brand new associates to believe they can do it and believe this is a true business and believe that they can make it work for themselves, you need to do whatever it takes to support them in that belief. And one of those things is stepping up and doing those three-way calls so that they can have immediate success instead of feel like they're stumbling around and incapable of signing people up. You can help support them being better and better and better, being that mentor to them in three-way calls. Okay, I'm going to take us off mute and see if we have any questions from today's call. Everybody back there? Back on. Yeah, I can hear the echo already. All right, questions, any comments about three-way calling?
I have a question, please. How do you ask to not have, like, children playing under their feet or cooking while they're talking to you?
I think you can establish that up front.
But how?
That's something that if you've developed a relationship already before you've had the three-way call, then you, what you can do is you can say, hey, you know, I know you got kids around. Is there any time that's going to be a quiet time for you? Is there any time we can schedule that works for you? So you ask for quiet time.
Got it.
Okay, great way. The other way to do it, if you get stuck on a call and they've got the racket going on the back, I say this. I just say, you know what? There's so much going on in your environment. It sounds like you're so busy and caught up with what's happening there. Is there a better to have this happen?
Reschedule.
You get it? And just reschedule. Ask permission to reschedule.
Perfect.
But don't tell them they're wrong about it. So many of you want to say, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Why are we doing this now? You know, but don't make it them wrong. Make them right. Have empathy for them and come from, hey, I can hear the kids in the background. Wow, you got a busy stuff going on. Is there a better time for us? I just think maybe you and I in a quiet time would really get a lot more conflict. What do you think? And
Great.
They'll go, sure. Yeah?
Perfect. Great, thank you.
You bet.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
What do you tell people when they say they don't feel comfortable giving their Social Security number?
I just found, well, there's other ways of doing this. You don't have to give your Social Security number, but then you're going to pay retail price or a discount off of retail instead of getting the full discount you can get with Manitech. And that's how I describe it.
Yeah,
and it's that easy. And I'm telling you, 99% of people, if there's a dollar difference, they'll forfeit their number. The other thing you can suggest is you can say, you don't have to give it to me. How about if we just tie you right into Manitech and you can just feed it right into Manitech and then I don't even have to be on the call with you? I mean, you can do it that way. I also tell people, I say, you know what, you give me your Social Security number, I get it to Manitech. If I call them an hour later, they will never, ever release me your Social Security number. I can never get it back. It's gone forever from my knowledge, from my information. Because Manitech is that tight on their security around that information, you know? So you can just tell them that experience. And that helps, too, because then they go, okay, you know, you want to give them relief. The last thing you want to say when I first started, that you were ready to hear this? You guys think that Mary Jo came out of, you know, law, and she jumped in and just was immediately presidential in Manitech. I know a lot of people perceive presidential that way, and I just laugh and giggle. Because, well, I'll tell you, we stumbled as much as anyone, and some of us even more than all of you. But I'll never forget the first time.